It's still the name at the top of the ticket that people will be voting for in November. And unlike 2008, Republicans in Colorado didn't embrace Mitt Romney during the February caucus. But Jody, after talking with party officials over the weekend, you got the sense that things are starting to change for the GOP.
Everybody I talked to, whether it was a delegate going to Tampa from Colorado, former Governor Bill Owens, to current congressmen and just people associated with the Romney campaign, to a T, everybody really liked the choice of Paul Ryan for vice president. And more than that, they thought that the selection on Saturday really gave Republicans a team to rally for and also brought some excitement into the air. In fact, the Romney state chair in Colorado, Doug Robinson, talked on Saturday just a couple hours after the decision was announced. And he said that it really brought things to a really good crescendo point, and he thought that this would be a real rallying call for Republicans, not just in Colorado, but across the country.
Well, that is a good thing with the Republican National Convention now less than 2 weeks away, because for a time, there was a group of Colorado delegates that were still holding on to their support of one-time candidate Ron Paul.
Not just Ron Paul, but also the former Senator Rick Santorum. In the past, the last few weeks, there had been still some hard feelings between the Romney campaign and the Paul and Santorum campaigns. And even though they talked about coalescing behind Romney, there were still some disgruntled delegates. But everyone we talked to who at the time wasn't backing Romney, at least on Saturday, was coming around and felt really good about the decision. We talked to, for instance, Guy Short, who was Marilyn Musgrave's chief of staff when she was served in Congress. And he said that he had not been a Romney supporter, but this decision was really spectacular. He liked it, and he was sure to back Romney.
State Democrats wasted no time in blasting the newly minted Romney-Ryan ticket. Chairman Rick Palacio joined with Congressman Ed Perlmutter yesterday for a rally in Denver. I'm sure they echoed much of what we've already heard.
Absolutely. It seems that that selection has been a real lightning rod for Democrats, who almost uniformly have criticized not just Romney's record of failure as governor of Massachusetts, but by picking Paul Ryan, they say that it's just further eroded middle-class security. And they point out that the budget that's been authored by Paul Ryan, which they now call the Romney-Ryan extreme budget, can do really terrible things to Medicare and healthcare in general.
And Republicans knew this was coming. In fact, the super PAC supporting Romney, Restore Our Future, is saturating battleground states, including Colorado, with a new $10 million ad buy. Could all of this turn voters away from the candidates?
Well, it's interesting. There had been, I guess, maybe a little bit of an apathy level among Republicans and even among Democrats to turn out. But what people are saying is that now, with the selection of Paul Ryan, it presents a real dramatic choice between two candidates, two plans for the future, two value systems, and that's going to energize people and get to the polls. Of course, you know, TV ads do turn off some people, but I think what people are hoping is that they'll be more policy-based than hate-based, if you excuse the term, but that it'll be really ads concentrating on the differences between the economic programs of both teams. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.